This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? For some time, we've been raising funds for this center. This center in Norway, which is meant to be both a masjid and dawah center. I've come here to see where your money has been spent. Fahad, how are you?
Assalamu alaikum.
How are you doing, brother? Okay, good to see you, my
good,
friend. Oh my God, I love the shirt. I love the jumper.
Barakallah.
Fear of God, huh? You're going to put the fear of God on you. See if the money's been in the right place.
Alhamdulillah.
Tell us, what is this thing?
So first of all, welcome to this place.
Well, thank you so
this
much.
This will, inshallah, be the biggest of this kind, of its kind, Islamic center in the country of Norway.
Yes.
Maybe in Scandinavia, inshallah. So all of this area here will be the masjid. So we need to build the mihrab over here. We're still yani, raising funds for the prayer carpets, etc.
Yes, yes.
So this area, yani, I think we could have maybe 500, 600, 700 people praying here, inshallah.
Really?
Yeah, Allahu Akbar.
That's amazing. And Oslo is a very expensive city anyway, so for you to be able to establish that with the funds of these people here, that's a major accomplishment, isn't it?
100%, bro. Yani, this is one of the most expensive cities in Europe.
Yeah.
And it's also the fastest growing city in Europe.
Even in the world, I think, Oslo.
Yeah, maybe. Could be.
Yes.
Subhanallah. So, yani, jazakallah khair for all of your kind donations.
Yes.
With your donations, alhamdulillah, yani, we've been able to establish this huge premise, and we're still working. The construction work will continue, inshallah. And already you can see, yani, mashallah, what's been done so far, mashallah. It's
amazing. And when someone does a prayer here, and someone does salah and dua and all that stuff, people will be getting the reward for that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, subhanallah. Just imagine every single time someone prays in this masjid, 5 times a day the prayer will be established, inshallah ta'ala.
Wow.
And you guys would be getting the reward for that, for all of your kind donations.
Allahu
Akbar, Allahu
Akbar. Let's go to the next part.
Yeah, sure, bismillah. So over here, inshallah ta'ala, we intend to build a wall. So you can open up.
You sound like Donald Trump. Yes, it's a great wall there. Go on, yeah, tell me more.
So this wall, inshallah, we will be able to close it when there's no Jum'ah, for example.
Yeah.
When there's Jum'ah, we'll just open it up.
Wow.
So you can have
it's this beautiful, spacious,
big.
Isn't it?
Yeah, otherwise this area will be our main conference hall. This is where you will be coming and teaching the people, educating them about the deen of Allah.
Wow. And you know what's beautiful is that, you know, the volunteers have come for the earthquake situation in Turkey and Syria.
Yes.
And this is being made use of. This area is being made use of. Look, you can see here women's jackets, you know, men's jackets and so on.
Actually three containers have been sent already to Syria, and three containers are being filled up right now to be sent to Syria.
So this is amazing. People, inshallah, will be getting the rules for that as well. Let's go ahead and see the next part.
Let's
of this.
See the wudu facilities, inshallah.
Wudu facilities, let's see. Is it this way? Oh, yes. Well.
Bismillah. All of this area over here, including this space here and this space here, this will become the wudu facilities. So obviously, we need to rebuild this whole thing. And subhanAllah, every single time someone makes wudu here, and the droplets are falling off.
Wow.
The sins of those Muslims will be falling off. And you guys who have been supporting this cause will be getting that ajr, Allah.
Wow. And this is amazing because this is like, as you say, it's not just a dawah center. You have a masjid here. So you're doing all. And you know, to be honest with you, I'll be honest. One of the things I fear, one day if we're all dead or cancelled or whatever it may be, that our sadaqah jariyah will not continue. That's it. But by putting money and time and effort into a place like this, then our sadaqah jariyah will continue. As the Prophet told us, يَنْقَطَعُ عَبْلُ بْنِ أَدَمٍ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. That basically, or كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, all of this child of Adam's sins will be interrupted except for 3 things. And one of those 3 things is sadaqatun jariyah, a continual charity. Now, this is in progress, isn't it, Fahad? This thing is, and they're doing great work.
Yeah.
And we're saying, continue doing the great work. We're almost done. We're almost done. At least this section here is going to be complete very soon. And we do need the hard work and donation from you guys and the persistence and the dua as well. So make sure to click the link below and let's make this project a reality.